Hi, this is a dictation for Divyonda Collier, D like Detroit, IGIONDA. Last name is Collier, COLLIER. The date of birth is 10/7/86. Date of visit is 7/1/2024. Date of accident is 5/22/2024. The patient was front seat passenger and rear-ended. The accident is alleged to have caused all the symptoms, including headaches associated with dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and pain in the right shoulder, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back, some pain in the middle back. There is a shooting pain which is present from right shoulder, affecting the second, third, and fourth, fifth finger, as numbness and tingling. No radiation is present in the posterior part of the upper extremity. Some weakness is reported on the right upper extremity. No radiation or shooting pain in the lower extremities at all is reported. Today, the patient reports that her pain in the right shoulder is extremely bad and she's only able to lift up to 90 degrees in forward flexion as well as in abduction. In addition, patient has a complete numbness of the right arm affecting the second, third, and fourth finger. Weakness of the right arm is also present. In addition, patient has a lower back pain to the tune of 7. Neck pain is reported to be around 8. Patient doesn't report any memory loss, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance at this time. They've all improved. Looks like the headaches are the only ones which are continuing to the tune of 7. They're located to the front and the back of the head, off and on, but less frequent as before. Patient experiencing moderate to severe anxiety and along with panic. Overall, the patient has pain is varying from 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the ADLs are affected 7. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. For additional issues, current pain medications, substance abuse, compliance history, physical examination. The blood pressure will be 152/101, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 6/18/2024. Dictation number 0619-085. The plan is to provide patient following medication, naproxen 500 for 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect, and Flexeril is provided 10 milligrams twice a day to relieve all the muscle spasms, especially in the right shoulder. Hydroxyzine is provided 50 milligrams every 8 hours for anxiety relief, 1 every 8 hour PRN. Patient is also provided in addition Neurontin 600 milligrams twice a day for relieving the numbness, tingling, and pain in radiculopathy in the right arm, and headache reliefs. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram at night, 10 tablets for relieving anxiety. Tylenol with codeine number 3 is provided, 10 tablets for help with the pain. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered to identify the damage, as the MRI for the shoulder was obtained recently, which reported that there is a subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, and these rotator cuff muscles were not injured. Marrow edema was found in the anterior posterior aspect of greater tuberosity, which requires no treatment but simple symptomatic relief and physical therapy. Patient is advised to continue exercising her shoulder and not let it go, a frozen shoulder. Patient is also referred to a psychiatrist to consult for panic and anxiety. So far, the patient is stable. She is continuing her physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, heat treatment, laser, infrared, as well as the water heat treatments are advised. Thank you.